Good morning, Lansing. It's Saturday, and the pet experts are in the building. And it's time for the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS. Now, your hosts, Lee Cohen and Rick Preuss.
Welcome, pet keepers, to this week's Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show. I'm your host, Lee Cohen, here with my co-host, the pet expert himself, Mr. Rick Preuss. Good morning, Rick.
Good morning, Lee.
Boy, Rick, what a busy week this week was. I got to tell you, I had such a fun time last weekend when we got the chance to interview David Fry and all the folks about Westminster. What a dog show. It was absolutely amazing.
Yeah, I definitely feel privileged. It was a fantastic opportunity.
Well, it's just really neat when David lays out for you the dogs that you need to look for. And lo and behold, a lot of them did extremely well, including the winner, the Pekingese, Malachi, came through and won. Boy, what a crazy schedule. He's got the rest of the week now.
Yeah, he's going to be the toast of the town. Well, that's fantastic. He gets to see Donald Trump, Martha Stewart.
Oh, absolutely. And what was really neat is he had such good competition just to get through the group. The Affenpinscher was absolutely an amazing dog, but once again, it managed to beat it, and this time, instead of just winning the group, it wins Best in Show. So it was an amazing performance and really, really neat stuff.
No, I didn't get to see actually the final walkthrough. Did he have a really good presence?
Oh, no question about it. He was such a unique looking dog. For people who are not familiar with Pekingese, you should look them up because they just look so strange for most people. But this was such a beautiful specimen. I mean, it's an amazing dog. And yes, you could tell that last year's experience really showed up in this year's performance.
And the thing I noticed about the Pekingese, because I've seen some shots of him, he looks more extravagant and more, all the features that I thought of as a Pekingese are just the same thing, only 10 times bigger, you know, bigger hair, stranger look, you know, but I guess that's what it takes to be a champion.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. There was no question. There was no skimping on the coffing of these animals.
Yeah.
It was amazing to see how well groomed they were. So it was a really good show. And Rick, this week you and I received an honor, which was such a great surprise. We shared it on our Facebook page for any of you who, shame on you, haven't liked us on Facebook. It's the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show. But we announced that the Ingham County Animal Control has granted, don't ask me why, you and I, a Radio Humanitarian Award coming up this March. What a great honor.
Well, it came at a little bit of a surprise, but, you know, we're kind of a vehicle to a lot of information that everybody needs to listen to, and it's just an honor and a pleasure and a privilege and a humbling experience to actually be part of this whole show, simply because we get to actually be privy of some fantastic people like the Ingham County, Jamie from Ingham County, and also Julia from the Humane Society. They're just top-notch people, so it's awesome just to be part of the same conversation.
Yeah, it makes it a lot easier when you got people who care like that. But again, it was a real pleasure to see that came through, and we'll share more information as the time approaches on that. But Rick, today we need to get into what we're going to talk about on today's show, and the topic is cats. And I'm proud to say that I am a step closer to achieving my bucket list in life. Because when you and I started the show a little over 2 years ago, you said to me, will you please find me a cat behaviorist that we can talk to who understands how to train cats and deal with them? And Rick, it took me 2 years and 4 weeks, but thank goodness one of our interns who is working with us on finding guests for the show found this lady, and boy, is she an amazing guest.
I guess that would make it my bucket list, for which you went out and found the actual. Okay.
Well,
no,
you
this
told
is
me
fantastic.
To do it.
Yeah, there you go. we're both meeting our buckets. So
that's exactly right.
We'll kick this one off. I think that she landed a real good one here. I think the one thing that I've noticed just being in the store there's an endless barrage of cat questions that come in the door. Mm-hmm. You know, they don't stop, you know, and the more we can learn and understand about this as a group or as a society on how to make these cats part of us, or more importantly, us part of them,
right,
to think like a cat and to respond to them as if we were a cat trying to provide proper guidance as opposed to a human that's just frustrated, you know, then we're getting somewhere.
Well, the guest that we've got is Marilyn Krieger, who is going to be talking with us. She's out in California, and we appreciate her getting up so early in the morning in order to talk with us. But for those of you who are familiar with her, she's known as the Cat Coach, and she has made numerous appearances on Cats 101, on Animal Planet. She's written several books and articles and is very highly renowned in the cat behaviorist community. And frankly, she's going to be able to go through and share a lot of information with us, which is really great because I agree with you. There's a lot of questions about cats and not a lot of people answer them. So it's going to be neat to do.
And we probably won't be able to answer everybody's questions because, boy, there are a lot of them. But the reality is that she is accessible. You know, you can make an appointment with her one-on-one with her, either through online or by phone, and actually solve your cat problem. So this would be a good time to kind of try the shoe on and see if it fits, see if she sounds like somebody that you might want to talk to and kind of get guidance for your particular relationship problems you're having with your cat.
Right. Well, and the other lady who we're going to be interviewing today is Carol from Carol's Ferals in Grand Rapids. And she has a very interesting approach to dealing with the feral cat problem that exists and the whole issue of overpopulation. And she has done a tremendous job in terms of getting her 501c3 organization up to speed and doing what they're doing. So it's going to be a fascinating conversation this week on the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on 1320 WILS and 1320WILS.com.
If you're out of the listening area, you can hear our show live online. Go to 1320WILS.com and click on the Listen Live link. Got some ideas, suggestions, questions? Email us at mmpets@1320wils.com. Join our Facebook page at Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show. You can upload your own pictures, make comments, and interact with other pet enthusiasts.